Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Cash and Carry Kitchens. Transform your home with the warmth of an Irish-made kitchen. Cashandcarrykitchens.ie.
Email todaycb at rte.ie.
It's being called Operation Bring Back Harry. The apparent bid by Prince Harry's friends to return the Duke of Sussex back to royal duties 4 years after he and Meghan Markle's transatlantic move. The father of two is reportedly looking to get his life in the UK back on track. So is any of it true? Well, joining me now is editor of Royal Central, Lydia Starbuck. Lydia, good morning.
Morning, Claire.
We're seeing more and more reports intensifying over the last few days that Prince Harry has been considering steps to try and re-establish his place within the royal fold. Do you think it's true?
It's kind of an early pantomime season. We've got is he, isn't he? So this morning's big reports are, oh, well, no, it might be a little bit, off target. We've got the Daily Telegraph today saying the friends that are being talked to are fairly new friends and his really old friends don't think he'll come back. It all kind of really blew up at the weekend, didn't it, when the Mail on Sunday reported that Harry was speaking to people in the UK about a possible tentative return to royal duties. And really what was described in that report was almost reminiscent of that half-in, half-out deal that was kind of mooted when Harry and Meghan first stepped aside from their royal duties, doing the big glamorous balcony appearances, trooping the colour, royal ascot, but not so much of the industrial estates outside Nuneaton on a wet Tuesday afternoon. Mm-hmm. They were going to do the glitzy bit, but maybe not the kind of bread and butter royal engagements that we've come to see the royal family do over the years. This morning, we've now got reports that Harry isn't in talks to come back. But I think what's been noticeable in the press over the last few weeks is the number of kind of more positive minor mentions of both Harry and Meghan. You'll see their names crop up in things like fashion reviews, you know, best cardigans to wear this winter. And have you seen the one that Meghan had? Or little mentions of who Harry is friends with. And there does seem to be kind of a general creep towards them being slightly more acceptable than they were 3 or 4 months ago.
That's interesting. So you're reading something into the fact that their names are just cropping up a little more often in the British press.
Yes, and in a slightly more kind of positive, just generally, well, here they are kind of way. You know, the whole debate around Harry and Meghan over the last number of years has always been quite polemic, hasn't it? You know, they produce quite extreme feelings on either side of the divide. And so you don't really get that many just kind of general references to them, but they just seem to be cropping up in places now as a kind of general part of the establishment and not so much, you know, oh, this is what they did and remember those awful, just kind of dropped into general articles that you might see other members dropped into.
Then, you see, on the other side of that, we had the news that Prince Harry was in the UK for the funeral of his late uncle, Lord Robert Fellows, and we heard reports that there wasn't a word spoken between Harry and William. So if there is some sort of negotiating happening, it's not happening with William, is it?
No, I mean, that was another really strange report. I think the thing that struck me as most bizarre about that is it appeared in The Sun, again, a publication that's always been fairly negative towards Harry and Meghan in recent times. But this was a fairly positive spin as well. You know, he'd come back for the funeral and there'd be talk that he wasn't going to be there to pay his last respects to Lord Fellows. So you would think a devoted nephew would do that. And he's always been very close to the Spencer family, as has William. But I think the most interesting thing was that this information seemed to come from a minor member of the clergy in this church, and we usually think of them as quite Vicar of Dibley, don't we? All just sort of sat there making the tea and cakes and not really speaking to journalists from The Sun. But this kind of description of what went on inside the church made it to the papers. I don't know whether I would expect two people that had a falling out to really start chewing the fat at a funeral. It's more about the person who's died, and you would be there to support, you know, your aunt, their aunt who is now a widow, and their cousins and their grandkids. So, yeah, we've heard that there wasn't a word said between them, but then we wouldn't really expect them to, I don't think, in those circumstances.
Yeah, maybe not, but a handshake and a brief hello might be the least you'd expect. But anyway, look, we know there's a lot of water under the bridge, Lydia.
There is.
Just in terms of how Harry and Meghan are getting on in the United States, like it's difficult to get a report that you can trust on whether that worked out in the way that they wanted it to. What do you say about their life now and their expectation of what it would be like?
Well, I think it's panned out very differently from how they expected when they stepped back in January of 2020. You know, that was an oven ready event when they announced they were stepping back as what they described senior members of the royal family. They had the website good to go, and when you clicked on it, which I did within minutes of the announcement happening, there they were at Trooping the Colour, there they were on Commonwealth tours, and they had laid out exactly what they were going to do and how they were going to make their money and why they wouldn't be taking royal money. And we know that the intervening years have been messy. Yes, they struck big deals with Netflix and they had podcasts with Spotify, and Harry's had a book out. There's rumours that Meghan's going to have a book out. We've got whispers about a new TV series for her involving cookery and gardening. She set up her American Riviera Orchard Instagram at the moment with its 9 posts on and 50 pots of jam that have been sent to various friends. But nothing really seems to have landed. And I suppose they're at a bit of a crossroads. You know, we're expecting, is there going to be another big deal around the corner that's going to keep this kind of, so far, you know, global reach going on? Or do they want to start focusing on the humanitarian work that they've always tried to put a spotlight on as well? So we've seen them at the Invictus Games, and obviously that's still very dear to Harry's heart, and he's put a huge amount of work into it. But where their path leads at the moment isn't perhaps crystal clear. I'm not sure that the Netflix and Spotify and podcasts has worked out exactly how they thought it would. And they're coming up to the 5th anniversary of stepping aside from the royal family. Well, that's a fairly crucial point as well, because 5 years on, are you still as royal in people's minds as you once were? Harry's always going to be the king's son. He's always going to be one of Diana's boys. But as distance and time removes him from what's now called the working royal family, do you lose some of that regal glitter that first propelled you into the spotlight?
Yeah, it's fascinating to watch it play out even now at this distance. Lydia, thank you so much. Lydia Starbuck there from the Royal Centre.